بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. وقال تعالى: اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given this title, the chapter that deals with the virtue of abstinence, of sufficing with little in this world, to encourage one to be content with the little in this world, and the virtue of poverty. As we mentioned previously, contrary to his normal practice, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah under this heading has brought much more verses of the Quran than usually are brought, because this subject matter we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran has interspersed repeatedly this reminder that the life of this world is temporary. The attraction of this world is not something that we should allow the love of it and the engagement in it to enter into the heart, and that we are constantly reminded in the Quran that akhirat is asal, that this life is just a passing phase, and that we should aspire and direct our ambitions and our efforts towards the hereafter. The verse of the Quran which we were currently discussing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to reiterate, interestingly, this verse is in Surah Kahf, and today being a Friday, by way of reminder, we are encouraged in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Surah Kahf on a Friday, that is starting from Thursday evening sunset up till Friday evening. We should try, if you are proficient in reading the Quran, then the entire Surah Kahf. And if you are not proficient, then ulama ikram advise at least a few verses from the beginning and a few verses from the ending or the last ruku of Surah Kahf. Amongst the virtues that are mentioned is the protection from the fitna of Dajjal. And likewise, in another hadith it is mentioned that from us right up to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pillar of light will be erected for the one who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that expound to them or relate to them the example of the life of this world. كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, is like the rainwater which we send down from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, with which mingles the plants of the earth. فَأَصْبَحَ حَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ, as we've seen in the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions that when the water from the sky descends, mingles with the plants of the earth, then it becomes very beautiful, very attractive, and a source of great benefit. Plants, animals derive benefit, human beings derive benefit, it is pleasing to the eye, and the deception which human beings engage in is that they grant perpetuity in their mind's eye to what they are seeing. But what is the reality? فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Thereafter they become debris to be carried by the winds. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be deceived, this is temporary. As we see in the cycle of this world, after summer, eventually autumn will come, and then winter will come. And as a result of it, the earth will dry up, it will become dead. In fact, it will appear as if what we thought was there is no longer there. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. Continuing with the same subject matter, the next verse, Allah Ta'ala says that this world is temporary. It appeared beautiful to you, it appeared attractive, but its attraction did not last. Eventually it became fodder, it was eaten up, as if it was never there in the first place. Contrary to that, what is permanent? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to give another example of what is temporary in this world, towards which the heart of man aspires. Allah says, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. The wealth which you are amassing in this world and your offspring. These are two very, very great tests which a human being constantly faces. What we call fitna. The test, the trial, the tribulation. The trial and tribulation of worldly wealth. The trial and tribulation of your children. People lose their iman, they lose their akhirat, they lose their focus, and eventually they make themselves the target of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger because of these two things. One is one's wealth and the other is one's children. And what is interesting, and in fact, what is an irony, is that both these things are in fact a source of earning great reward in the hereafter. If one has the correct attitude towards wealth, and one has the correct attitude towards one's children and offspring, instead of destruction, they will become a source of great benefit and reward for us in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions and warns us, Al-malu wal-banoon, zinatul hayati dunya. Your whole lives you are giving for wealth, your whole lives you are devoting towards your children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are adornments of the worldly life. They are adornments, they are a test, they are a trap. Be very, very careful. So if this is an adornment, this is temporary, like the lush landscape and field, then what is permanent? What should our efforts be devoted towards? The verse of the Quran continues, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, literally translated, the lasting good deeds. The lasting good deeds, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, are better for you by your Rabb. وَخَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, are better for you by your Rabb in terms of reward, and are better for you in terms of expectations. People form expectations with regards to material wealth. Person is investing, very often if he is wealthy, more than what he needs. He has expectations, 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, but he doesn't have guarantee to live even till tomorrow. You form expectations. If your expectations center around your wealth, and your expectations center around your children, I'm going to live till when? How long are you going to live? Till your son or daughter gets married, till they graduate, till they inherit, or till they start taking over your businesses, till they expand your dunya? No. You're not going to live that long. How long do you expect to live? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you form expectations on your wealth, on your children. But these are doomed. These expectations, these long, long plans that you form are doomed. Why? Because this is just an adornment of the worldly life and it is temporary. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, rather, put your expectations on the lasting good deeds. Why? Because خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, this is better for you by your Rabb in terms of reward. And it is better that you should form expectations over بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now what is بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ? What are the lasting good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say will be forever? And you will get the return of it. It will never go to waste, unlike the things of this world. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam several examples that are given about baqiyatu salihat. That what is baqiyatu salihat? When the sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar. Some riwayats it is mentioned, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Some riwayat it is mentioned, enjoining good, forbidding evil. In other words, a'mal. A'mal, particularly the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala gave him such a kingdom. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. O Allah, grant me a kingdom in this world, the like of which no human being after me till Qiyamah will ever receive. Imagine. This dua was granted of this Nabi. Such a kingdom Allah gave him. سَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَانْ حَيْثُ أَصَابَ الشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءِ وَغُوَّاسِ وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ Surah Saba, other verses. Allah describes the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah gave him kingdom, hukumat over men, over jinnat, over birds, over insects, over animals. He could even hear the speech of the ants. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he would move with his entourage and army, he would have a flying carpet. غُدُوَهَا شَهَرْ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهَرْ In one morning, he would cover a distance of 1 month, supersonic speed. One night, he would cover a distance of 1 month. The winds, Allah Ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salam hukumat and kingdom over the winds also. So one incident is mentioned that one Sulaiman alayhi salam with his entourage, huge army, insan, jinnat, flying on a carpet. This was a majestic sight. This was a sight of opulence. This was a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. So there was an ordinary peasant, simple farmer. He looked up, totally impressed by the sight of the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And what did he do? Seeing this, he said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the lasting good deeds are what? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He said, Subhanallah. Immediately Sulaiman alayhi salam came down, approached this peasant farmer. This man was afraid, he felt he had done some wrong. Sulaiman alayhi salam asked him, what did you say? When you saw my kingdom, what did you say? First he was hesitant. Sulaiman alayhi salam insisted, tell me, what did you say? He says, when I saw your kingdom, I said, Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. In other words, when you are impressed by this dunya, turn that gaze towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand all this is temporary. Only Allah will remain. Sulaiman al-Islam, when he heard this response, he told that peasant farmer, Tasbihatuka. Tasbihatun fi sahifatika o fi sahifatil muslim. Khairun min hukumati Sulaiman kulliha. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ حُكُومَةِ آلِ دَاوُودْ كُلِّهَا That your one subhanallah, understand, O farmer, your one subhanallah, your one subhanallah, either you or any believer who utters this, this is better than the kingdom of the entire descendants and family of Sulaiman alayhi salam. All this wealth, all this opulence that you are seeing, this will come to an end. But the effects of your one subhanallah will never come to an end. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ That which is by you is temporary, is going to come to an end. That which you send ahead, بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ The lasting good deeds, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amal of akhirat which you will do, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا Allah will reward you for it, and rather focus your expectations and your efforts upon the akhirat, and the amal of deen rather than the temporary mal and adornments of this worldly life. Allah give us tawfiq subhanallah.